Czech film director Otakar Vávra celebrated his 100th birthday on Monday. Over his extraordinary career, Mr. Vávra made more than 50 movies, enjoyed by audiences throughout the 20th century. But there was often a price for being able to make films, even under the most difficult circumstances under every regime. In this edition of Czech History, Jan Richter looks at the life of the centenarian cinematographer.
Já bych chtěl říct, že asi cítíme všichni, že je to naprosto úžasné.
President Václav Klaus was among the guests at the director Otakar Vávra's 100th birthday party at the Mánes Gallery in Prague on Monday. The president said he liked Mr. Vávra's book of memoirs that was launched at the party and wished the long-lived filmmaker to live at least until 104. A little later, the Czech culture minister Jiří Besser awarded Otakar Vávra in recognition of his lifelong achievements. One of the guests at the party was the Academy Award-winning director Jiří Menzel, who studied under Otakar Vávra at Prague's FAMU film school in the 1960s. Mr. Vávra taught a number of filmmakers who went on to become the leading figures of the new wave of Czech cinema. Jiří Menzel says Mr. Vávra taught his students to understand film in the entire context of art.
He teaches us that film is not only performing, but film is a part of culture and very important art. So we have to know how to do film as a culture thing, not only for amusing or for taking money.
Otakar Vávra has lived under all the regimes the Czech nation went through in the 20th and 21st centuries. He was born under the Austrian Emperor, and he grew up in the First Czechoslovak Republic, when he also collected his first film awards. He made some of his best-known films during the Nazi-imposed protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, and continued making movies after the communist putsch of 1948, shooting two of his most acclaimed movies in the 1960s. The Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia silenced many filmmakers, writers and other intellectuals, but not Otakar Vávra, who went on filming until the fall of communism in 1989. His ability to survive, even under the harshest circumstances, is another remarkable feature of his extraordinarily long career. Emil Fila is a film critic for the news website aktualne.cz.
Otakar Vávra je v podstatě jako nějakou žijící pamětí české kinematografie.
Otakar Vávra is a living memory of Czech cinema. He went through nearly all of its stages, from silent black and white films to color, widescreen, stereoscopic and stereophonic movies. He was a specialist in historic movies, particularly in crowd scenes that at the time were aimed at supporting the national identity before, especially before, during and after World War II.
Internationally, Otakar Vávra is not very well known, but some of his films are all-time Czech favorites. His old classics include the very first feature film he made, the 1936 comedy Camel Through the Eye of the Needle, starring Hugo Haas, as well as a movie he shot the following year, entitled Virginity, with Lida Barová. Otakar Vávra was a filmmaking autodidact. As he says in his memoirs, he would see a movie every day, and then transcribe the lines to learn how to write a movie script. Public Czech TV screened on Sunday a new documentary to mark Otakar Vávra's 100th birthday. One of the film's three co-directors was Alena Činčerová.
It's very interesting, he is self-made man, because when he started his film career, there was no film faculty existing at all. He was the one who established the faculty. He was the one who invented all the rules how to teach the young students to make a film. But he personally, he learned from the films of his predecessors, of well-known film directors. And he is very talented, and he has a lot of willing to do that, yeah. So I think these two things are the most typical for him. He has a talent, and he is working very hard on his career and on his movies.
After the Nazi occupation of Czechoslovakia and the establishment of the protectorate, the authorities saw film as one of the key tools of their rule. They provided bread, and they also took great care of the circuses. Otakar Vavra made 12 films between 1939 and 1945, including such memorable lines as Turbine and The Girl in Blue. For many people in the film industry, things changed dramatically after the war, when they faced accusations of collaboration with the Nazis. They included Lida Barova, Vlasta Burian and others. But Otakar Vavra continued making films even after the communist takeover of 1948. His film trilogy, based on the 19th century novels by Alois Jirásek, depicted the medieval Hussite wars as a social revolt and the religious warrior Jan Žižka as a precursor of communism. Kamil Fila again.
Vávrovi bohužel se stalo to, že on, jak mu, jak jako rostly jeho ambice.
Unfortunately, what happened to him was that with his growing ambitions and power, he made movies that were increasingly in line with the regime's interpretation of history. He took historical events and interpreted them in line with the communist ideology. This culminated in the 1970s after the Soviet occupation, when he made a trilogy about the liberation of Czechoslovakia in 1945, showing Soviet tanks in the streets of Prague. That was very tasteless. He now says he was forced to do it, but it did stain his career.
Ale zanechává to na jeho kariéře jako velmi, velmi temnou skvrnu.
At about the same time, Otakar Vavra helped found the film and TV academy known as FAMU, that has since produced hundreds of Czech and foreign filmmakers. In the late 1950s, a group of very strong and distinct personalities studied film at FAMU under Otakar Vavra. These included Jiří Menzel, Miloš Forman, Věra Chytilová, Alfred Radok and others. Jiří Menzel remains grateful to his erstwhile professor to this day.
I think he teach us any principle. And of course, every of us can do his film in his own model. Věra Chytilová did very different film as me, and me are very different as Walt Schirm, etc., etc. But he taught us the principle. And there is maybe is new technique, digital, etc., but the principle that he is a storytelling. Storytelling with a picture, that is for every time.
Otakar Vavra also learned from his students. In the 1960s, he explored a different kind of film language in several of his movies, including August Sunday, Golden Queen, and Romance for Bugle, all based on the poetry by František Hrubín. For Kamil Fila, the 1960s was another highlight in Otakar Vavra's career.
Jeho takové jako nejsvětlejší období.
His best era are the early 1930s, when he was very much influenced by foreign films and wanted to enhance Czech cinema. Another good period came in the 1960s, when he taught at Prague's FAMU Film School. He taught a new generation of Czech directors who formed what is known as the Czech New Wave. He was also inspired by them and went on to make two of his best films that are still shown on TV today, that is Romance for Bugle and Witch's Hammer.
A Kladivo na čarodějnice.
Kladivo na čarodějnice, or Witchhammer, is perhaps the strongest film Otakar Vavra ever made. The movie, shot in 1969 in black and white, is based on the witch trials that took place in Moravia in the 17th century. Its graphic depiction of the mechanics of power and the violence that comes with it made it an impressive analogy with what was happening after the Soviet occupation.
Musela jsem se přiznat! Mučej mě nevědí za sebou.
To je lež. Byla obyčejně vyslýchána palečnicemi a španělskou botou.
The film was withdrawn from distribution soon after it was released in January 1970. To make up for what the authorities saw as an offense, Otakar Vavra once again conformed to the establishment and shot another trilogy, this time a propagandistic interpretation of Czech anti-Nazi resistance and the liberation of Czechoslovakia by the Red Army. Kamil Fila says Vávra's urge to continue making films was stronger than any moral reservations he might have had.
Vávra neodmítal. Vávra skutečně jako žije tím přesvědčením, že prostě režisér.
Vávra did not refuse. He always said a director must make films, and used a phrase that a director without a camera is like a shoemaker without shoes. That might sound wise, but by saying that Czechs are like this, he's being cynical about other people's bravery. By suggesting this is the way to go and by using this to excuse his expensive 3 or 4 hour films, I think that is unacceptable.
Je prostě podle mého nepřijatelný.
On Monday, President Klaus was not the first president and Culture Minister Besser was not the first minister to honor Otokar Vávra. He first landed a state award in 1937, another in 1942, and 2 more in the late 1940s. In 1961 he received a top communist decoration, the Order of Labor, and in 1968 he was given the prestigious title of a national artist. In 2002, Václav Klaus himself awarded him the Czech Republic's Medal of Merit. Otakar Vávra's ability to bend to political pressure throughout his career is something many Czechs are not ready to put aside. On his 100th birthday, one Czech magazine ran his photo on the cover placed between the swastika and the hammer and sickle. For director Jiří Menzel, this is just envy and jealousy of others.
I am very angry because what Vávra did, he did because he knew what he had to do. His work in Barrandov make up a level of professionality, all technical, all people working in film studio Barrandov. But he was not alone, you know. Other directors make the same things, but because Vávra is older and he was coming through our regime, it's maybe attract the envious and jealousy of the other people. But he did it not for himself. He did it for bring up the level of professionality in the Czech films.
The debate about Otakar Vávra's films and the motivation behind them is not likely to come to an easy conclusion. Film critic Kamil Fila sums up his view on the legacy of the film director who worked under extremely difficult conditions and has lived to tell the tale.
Jeho snaha točit umělecké filmy a netočit komerční filmy, netočit
His efforts to make artistic movies and avoid commercial movies and things for TV, that perhaps deserves admiration, and so does his hard work and drive. But there are some 8 or 10 of his movies that are really perverse. They cannot be explained. That's some 15 years of his life that you cannot forget.
To se nedá omluvit, to je 10-15 let života, jo, a to se nedá vymluvit.